Chai and Classics. This is WMUC FM College Park, or College Radio's Good Radio. I'm your host, Leili Soleil. I wanted to start off by saying happy Diwali. Yeah, let's celebrate, guys. It's a good day. And yeah, it's a nice afternoon, good weather, no stress from my three midterms at all. I'm lying. So I guess I can start off with some life updates, per usual. I've just been busy studying. I have midterms today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, which I'm making everybody's problem because, like, I can't be the only one upset right now. Let's see. Canvas is actually down today, as I'm sure many people know, because of AWS. So I actually have a midterm on Canvas today, so I don't know what's going on there. Haven't been doing my usual, like, adventuring. Usually I get, like, 25,000 steps a day, and now I've just been getting 10 and just walking literally to get food into class. So I feel kind of lazy, a little sluggish. I've been winning at poker a lot. Maybe not so much, but you can't really fact-check me on that. I went to a concert on Friday in D.C. I went to Disclosure. I really liked it. It was fun. Like, I hadn't really been, like, in an environment like that, with lasers and stuff, but I don't know, I thought it was cool. It's like a change of pace. I started a book, and I actually do not like this book at all, and I don't think it's worth reading. It's called All the Lovers in the Night, and I don't know, I just think it's extremely boring, and I'm like, maybe, like, halfway into the book, and I'm just not attached to any of the characters at all, so I kind of have beef with the author a little bit. And so my younger sister, she went to a Somber concert, and I wanted to share my thoughts a little bit on him and other TikTok musicians. And I don't want to come across as a hater, but I feel like I'm not a connoisseur of music, but I like music, so I don't know. I think he has catchy songs, but, like, I don't get it. I don't understand people who go to, like, shows like that who are, like, people are, like, there's, like, this one girl on TikTok who's complaining about going to, like, Somber's concert, and she's, like, 25. Why would you go to an artist, first of all, that's, like, not for your age range? I don't know. I don't know what I'm really talking about. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I have, like, a personal vendetta against, like, TikTok musicians also. Like, I feel like Renee Rapp, Tate McRae, and Gracie Abrams, like, I can't stand them. And just, I don't know, it's sounding, like, really negative, but I don't get it. Like, I feel like pop is kind of just, has been on, like, a downward spiral for a very long time. And I think someone needs to change it. I'm a fan of, like, Chappell Roan, but except for that, I don't know. Everybody needs to just step up their game a little bit. That's my opinion. And you can also tell when they're making music just for, like, the short TikTok, like, 15-second segment. You know? I don't know. Sorry for being a hater. And also, I said that because if you work at TikTok and you work the algorithms, please free me and leave me out of that. Anyway, I'm done being, like, a bit of a grouch. So I wanted to start off with my campus events. So firstly, tomorrow night is the UMD University Orchestra October concert from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center. And one of the highlighted pieces, it's a very popular one, it's Beethoven's Fateful Symphony No. 5. And I've heard a lot about these concerts, I think. I've been meaning to go to one, actually, for a while. No tickets required, so definitely go and support. And the next thing I wanted to highlight is join the CARE Outreach Peers for Purple Lights Night on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. It'll be held at the Memorial Chapel Garden, and there will be free food, crafts, and education in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So you can attend to learn more about relationship violence and the resources available for survivors. I think it's a really good cause to support. So definitely attend. And then now it's our time for our first PSA of the day. This is the Ride Your Bike with Music PSA.
Bars, no handlebars. Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words.
Yeah, that's a very interesting PSA. I don't know about that. I don't know why they put such... I don't know. It's so goofy. Whatever. Anyway, I would definitely say bring your bike to campus like they said. I just brought mine, and I've been meaning to take it out for like a spin, maybe near the lake or something like that. Anyway, it's time for our very first song of the day. This is by a Brazilian artist named a composer, Arthur Vorakai. And he's a composer. He's known for his arrangements that fuse samba, soul, and psychedelia. This is Beast.
De ser feliz outra vez mais, eu quero mais, feito as canções que a gente faz. Matinê com cafuné, amendoim, pipoca e picolé. O teu abraço maço de mulher, eu acho muito bom. Quero mais ter estrelas do chalé, porque de rosas doce canapé. E aquele beijo quente de café me traz de novo. Bis, adoro bis, jamais cansei de ser feliz. Outra vez mais, eu quero mais, feito as canções que a gente faz. Separe de chocolate esse negligê. Beijo molhado dado por você, eu acho muito pouco. Quero mais tudo que me dá prazer. Eu quero em dobro se puder viver. Tudo de novo também vou querer. Tudo de novo.
boné. Amendoim, pipoca e picolé. Cordei o abraço manso de mulher. Eu acho muito bom. Quero mais ter estrelas no chalé. Porque de rosa doce canapé. E aquele beijo quente de café. Me traz de novo. Bis, adoro bis. Jamais cansei de ser feliz. Outra vez mais, eu quero mais. Feito as canções que a gente faz. Bolo com glacê pavê de chocolate e esse negligê. Beijo molhado dado por você. Eu acho muito bom. Quero mais tudo que me dá prazer. Se puder viver tudo de novo, também vou querer tudo de novo.
Alright guys, that was Beast. So it's time for our fact of the day about the homeland. So it's not really a fact this week, it's more just general information today. So I wanted to like talk a little bit more about the animals that you'd find in Afghanistan. Because I've covered the snow leopard before, because it's my favorite animal, coincidentally. But I was like, let's show the other animals some love here. So there's one that you'd find... It's called the Palouse cat, and it's known for like having like a grumpy looking face, which I thought was kind of funny. And I look at the pictures and it's definitely very accurate. And it's also one of the fluffiest cats in the world. Would I own that one? No, I would not. I don't like when the cats are hairless, but I like it when it's not too fluffy, because it's just like a ball of fluff. I don't know. And you could also find a Himalayan brown bear. And this next one is a special one. It's a Bactrian camel. And what's kind of funky about these types of camels is they have two humps instead of one, like the Arabian camel. And, like, I don't really know which one is more comfortable to, like, ride on top of. Like, I feel like maybe the one, because, like, I don't know. But it's not like I'd ever be on those. And another thing is golden eagle, and it has a massive wingspan of 6 to 7 feet. And this last one, it's a hoopoe bird. And when I was researching it, it's really beautiful bird. It's like bright orange. It has a very like striking feathered crest. And something cool about that, it was featured in like Afghan folklore as being a wise messenger bird. So back in my day when we didn't have texting or Twitter or anything, this is what we used. So I thought that was pretty cool. Up next is a song by Amr Diab, and it's called Tamali Mek, which means always with you. I think it's his most streamed song. It has over 100 million. So I guess we can make it 100 million in one. Enjoy this one. All right, guys, that was Amr Diab. So this next song is by Aider Salim, and this is Duty.
پس روزها روزهایم بسد شد بسد سوزها من با دیوان آفه زدم فالا مهراسم نبینم تو را سالها به تو سوزد جگر به تو سوزد جگر به تو در دل شدد به تو سوزد جگر به تو در دل شدد به تو سازم بای سخی شبم را سمد ای تو رشک همم خسته گشتم دگر چرا و چرا دیگر این قرها را رها کن بیا ای تو جان و جگر ای تو جان و جگر ای نبات و شکر ای تو جان و جگر ای نبات و شکر دور گشتی زمان بی صدا بی خبر ای تو رشک کمر ای تو رشک کمر ای تو دور از نظر دور گشتی زمان بی صدا بی خبر بی تو سوزد جگر بی تو در دل شرر بی تو سوزد جگر بی تو در دل شرر بی تو سازم بسر تی شبم را سر ای تو رشک کمر.
All right, guys, that was Aider Salim. And you even got a little sneak peek of the next one, so there you go. Get excited. And we received a question from a listener. Shout out to Gabriella. So she asked, if you had to be any of those animals beside a snow leopard, what would you be and why? And it's a super deep question. Can I answer? If I can't answer snow leopard, I would say I want to be the hoopoe bird. Or the golden eagle, because I feel like flying is a lot better than just walking around on all fours. Like, I don't know. Right? But maybe a golden eagle. I don't know. That sounds kind of fun. Yeah, that's my answer. All right. So this, and I'm not going to answer the next question that I was asked because it's silly. So this next song is, carry on with these upbeat, happy vibes. So this is a Colombian pop song from the 1970s. And in my opinion, it's like, it's cute. It's like upbeat, kind of a tropical vibe, like soft pop. And the song's title also means joy. So I think that checks out. This is Elia y Elizabeth with their song Alegría.
Balanera soledad, con batea en la cabeza, va vendiendo rica fruta, con su dulce de alegría, va vendiendo rico bollo, pregonando, pregonando.
The cooler twin. I'll be introducing the next song, Dreams Life by Fleetwood Mac.
Dreams
guys. That was Fleetwood Mac, and that was Dreams. And ignore Sarah's little mess up. She's just like me. We mess up a lot on this show. It's okay. And speaking of dreams, I actually had a nightmare that my show went extremely wrong, and I had to like shut down the whole production of everything. It was a nightmare for sure. Anyway, this next song is a favorite of the Soleil household. And it's an art pop song from 86 or I think it's 87. And it introduced like the whole world to Björk. It has like both Icelandic and English versions, but I only listened to the English one. I will say maybe I should start listening to the Icelandic version just because the lyrics. I was kind of doing a deep dive the other day and I was like, I don't know. But if you don't pay that any mind, it's a really great song. It's a little bit dark, but it's a great song. And it's like the production itself is upbeat. This is Birthday by the Sugar Cubes.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got an interesting question, but I'm going to ignore that. Anyway, I got another question from a listener, too. And she asked me what my favorite side quest has been so far. And I would have to say when I tried learning golf, and I want to go back there. So, yeah. Good answer. No. That was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. See, it's a good song. Like, you just can't dive too deep into it. But it's great. And up next is a collaboration between an Uruguayan singer, Diana de Noir, and a visionary composer, Eduardo Mateo. And I think, like, what I took away from the song, it's just kind of like a gentle folk song. And it has, like, some jazz elements, which I like. And it was recorded during, like, the creative wave of Montevideo in the 60s. And it's cute. I feel like it's something you would listen to in a coffee shop. And I love coffee shops, so I like the song too. This is Senora Diana Levy.
Señora Diana la vía, su infancia asomada, sueños de cielo que tuvo sin hambre en la escuela, volaría lejos, a secarle el rocío una estrella. Señora Diana la vía, su ventana asomada, y está sin sueño que mece su sombra en la alcoba. Buscaré en su cielo, porque abajo otros niños no sueñan. Y al despertar, cerrará un cielo viejo que ya no es. Cambiarle el color a otros cielos y en el jugar abrirá un cielo nuevo que es de verdad.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I think it's a pretty good listen. Again, like very coffee shop vibes. And this next one will also be the same kind of feel. Up next, it's a like soft, kind of romantic French bossa nova song from 2005, aka the best year ever, aka the year Soraya and I were born. And this one is also like, yeah, it's like coffee shop vibes, but it's giving Parisian coffee shop vibes, which is even better. Doesn't really get much better than that. Like you're sipping a latte on the streets of Paris and you're not in College Park studying for midterms. This is Coralie Clément and her song Samba de mon coeur qui bat, which translates to the samba of my heart that beats.
Dieu, que c'est lâche, que c'est fâcheux, quelle tragédie, quel tracas. Mon Dieu, que c'est vache, mon amoureux est reparti là-bas. Mon Dieu, que c'est triste, il m'aimait si peu, moi je l'aimais tant, je crois. Mon Dieu, tu t'en fiches, toi tu n'as Dieu que pour une autre que moi. Même si le temps passe, je n'oublie pas. La samba des jours avec toi, la samba des jours avec toi, la samba de mon cœur qui bat. La samba des jours avec toi, la samba des jours avec toi, la samba de mon cœur qui bat, samba de mon cœur qui bat.
Everybody, it's Ray again, back on Chai and Classics, and the next song is Fade Into You, a song by the Talking Heads,
no.
By Mazzy Star, sorry, but for the confusion, but I hope you all enjoy the song.
You. I wanna take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. I
your life, you go in shadow. You'll come apart and you'll go blind. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there. Fade out to you. Strange, you never knew.
Guys, that was Fade Into You. So Ray was actually kind enough to give you a little bit of a sneak peek for the next song, so that's why she said Talking Heads. But yeah, Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. So this next song by the Talking Heads, it's called This Must Be the Place. I don't know, I like it. I think it's, my dad also likes the song. It's just kind of goofy and fun. It feels kind of coming of age in a way. I don't know, I feel like you'd listen to it on a road trip and you're feeling like content and just kind of happy. Bit goofy. This must be the place.
Thank you.
Heads. So you can definitely see what I mean, a little goofy, but I just feel like it's what you listen to if you're just kind of like on a trek to the middle of nowhere, and that must be the place, you know. Up next, I guess it's our last song of the day. We're kind of running out of time here, a lot of yapping today. So this song is by the Cocteau Twins, and this is Cherry Colored Funk. You have absolutely no way of proving that Sarah and I are not the artists of this song. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you all next week. And I'd like to also say thank you to everybody in the studio today. We have Ray, Jenna, and Sarah. And yeah, thank you for listening. See you all next week.